ಸಾಧು ನಟನಾನಂದ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ಕಾಗ್ನಿಟೋ. ಸಾಧು ನಟನಾನಂದ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಯಂಗ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಸ್ ಗೈಡೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಮ್ ಟು ದ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್. ಹಿಸ್ ಅನ್ಸ್ವರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ಡೆಡಿಕೇಶನ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಗುರು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಆರ್ಡೆಂಟ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಟು ಇಮರ್ಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಲೆಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಟು ಎ ಸಿಂಗಲ್ ಮೈಂಡೆಡ್ ಸಾಲಿಟರಿ ಲೈಫ್. ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಸೋ ದಟ್ ಅಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ other devotees were unaware that he was still alive and residing in Tiruvannamalai. His scholarship in Tamil is evident in his writings on his guru, such as Sri Ramana Darshanam and Upadesa Manjari. Let us hear how Sri Bhagavan vouchsafed him his grace. Sadhu Natanananda describes the profound revelation given to him by Sri Bhagavan during his initial visit at Skandashramam, source, The Mountain Path, April 1969. I was 20 years old in 1917-18 and a schoolmaster. Being naturally of a pious disposition, I used to go about from place to place frequently to have the darshan of the deities installed in temples. A noble soul who saw this brought to me of his own accord the two books in Tamil, Sri Ramakrishna Vijayam and Sri Vivekananda Vijayam, and asked me to read them. As soon as I had read them, I was seized with an intense longing for obtaining the vision of God and for finding the Guru who would show the way to it. While I was engaged in this search, I heard about the extraordinary greatness of Bhagavan Sri Ramana through a holy person whom I happened to meet at Sri Perumbudur on May 2, 1918. I saw Sri Ramana for the first time at Skandashramam on Arunachala. I beseeched him fervently thus, "It is my great desire that I should actually experience your gracious wisdom. Kindly fulfill my desire." In those days, Sri Ramana was not speaking much. Still, he spoke kindly as follows: "Is it the body in front of me which desires to obtain my grace, or is it the awareness within it? If it is the awareness, is it not now looking upon itself as the body and making this request? If so, let the awareness first of all know its real nature. It will then automatically know God and my grace. The truth of this can be realized even here and now." Besides speaking thus, he also explained it as follows through my own experience: "It is not the body which desires to obtain the grace. Therefore, it is clear that it is awareness which shines here as you. To you who are of the nature of awareness, there is no connection with the body, the senses, the vital yas, and the mind during sleep. On waking up, you identify yourself with them, even without your knowledge. This is your experience. All that you have to do hereafter is to see that you do not identify yourself with them in the states of waking and dream also, and to remain yourself as the state of deep sleep. As you are by nature unattached, you have to convert the state of ignorant deep sleep, in which you were formless and unattached, into conscious deep sleep. It is only by doing this that you can remain established in your real nature. You should never forget that this experience will come only through long practice. This experience will make it clear that your real nature is not different from the nature of God." Sadhu Natanananda's book, Sri Ramana Darshanam, was first published in English by Sri Ramanashramam in 2002. In the section, The Selfward Look and Words of Grace, he notes the following: "The supreme state which for a long time had been imagined to belong exclusively to divine beings such as Maharishis and the great Munis, was bestowed with ease by Bhagavan upon all those who approached him. The mode of teaching adopted by the ancient gurus was to indicate through the I am feeling the natural state of man. Bhagavan followed not only this method but also the modern method by explaining the natural state to those who did not have the capacity to experience it through their subtle intuition. This, in fact, was the reason why innumerable devotees regarded him as their Sadguru. To those devotees who complained that despite staying in his presence a long time, they were not able to experience his grace palpably, Bhagavan had the following words of grace. Bhagavan is always bestowing grace to regard the real as the unreal and the unreal as the real is alone ignorance. You yourself are always shining naturally as I. Does Bhagavan exist apart from the being consciousness? It is the attention turned towards the body that causes the distinctions between you and I. If through self-attention, attention to the body is itself transformed into being consciousness, and if one realizes that the reality is only one, where then is the scope for saying you or I? Remaining still, having realized the truth as it is the Guru's grace. After explaining the real nature of man in this way, Bhagavan would immediately demonstrate the truth of his statement by remaining still with a fixed gaze. Bhagavan's life showed all how a true jnani, a knower of Brahman, acts even in everyday circumstances. His kindness extended to all living beings, and his natural interactions with devotees inspired them, bringing about transformations that affected all aspects of their lives. One of the traits that Bhagavan displayed and also advised his devotees to cultivate was humility. Bhagavan often advised his devotees that the position of humility is the only sign of possessing grace, adding that humility should be practiced in all walks of life. Those who are not humble cannot be sadhus, even if they are intellectually superior. Bhagavan showed humility in every one of his actions. Although everyone worshipped him as God himself, he was unflagging in his humility. The following incident is an example. A sadhu who found fault with another member of the ashram once lost his patience and was getting ready to indulge in violence. When Bhagavan saw this, he immediately intervened and stopped with his gracious hands the sadhu from pursuing this demonic act. He then pointed out his ignorance with kind advice. Sri Bhagavan concluded saying, "My aim is not to interfere with your freedom. As it appeared that your act was about to exceed all limits of propriety, for the sake of protecting sannyasa dharma, if not for your own sake, I had to intervene. Although interference is not my nature, I am not giving you any advice. As you are residing here, I am saying all this affectionately. If there is anything good in these words, accept them. Elders have said that even the words of a child should be accepted if there is merit in them." In this way, Bhagavan kindly explained sadhu dharma through his sweet words and calmed the sadhu. From that day onwards, the sadhu was totally transformed and became lucky enough to worship Bhagavan as God himself. Even when Bhagavan was performing the unavoidable act of stopping the improper act of his sadhu who had taken refuge in him, The humility he demonstrated is indeed the very apogee of humility. Sri V. Ganesan describes an incident in the October 1981 issue of The Mountain Path, in which Sadhu Natanananda, because of his inability to follow a philosophical discussion which was taking place in Sanskrit and longing for the actual experience of the real, began to feel dejected. The 32 years of contact that Sadhu Natanananda eventually had with the Maharishi brought many interesting experiences. One of the more interesting ones was related by him in the following terms. On one Vyasa Purnima day, Ganapati Muni Kapali Sastri, along with a group of Sanskrit scholars, were walking around the mountain, and they stopped off at the ashram to pay their respects to the Maharishi. When they were seated in the old hall, they started discussing philosophy in Sanskrit. I was listening to the discussion and I knew they were discussing philosophy, but I could not follow the meaning. Because of this, my mind began to wander and I became quite agitated, wondering when the day would dawn when I would have the experiences that they were talking about. My longing for these experiences was so intense that I lost all consciousness of the body. I was not sure how long I remained in that state, but suddenly your voice brought back my normal consciousness. All the others had left and only Bhagavan remained in the hall. "Why are you dejected?" said the voice. "If you were really unfit to realize the self in this life, then you could not have come to this place at all. That power which drew you here will make you realize the self. If not today, it is bound to fulfill its commitment. There is no reason why you should feel dejected." These gracious words brought me back to life and peace entered my soul immediately. What a wonderful reassurance from Sri Bhagavan for us all, who at some time or another have been assailed by doubt. Sri Ganesan continues describing his visit with Sadhu Natanananda and Natanananda's uncompromising devotion to Sri Bhagavan. The day he understood his realization, he went incognito. The outward symbol of his becoming self-realized was his obscurity. He lived alone, happy to be immersed in the self all the time. After Bhagavan's Mahasamadhi in 1950 and until 1967, many did not even know if Natanananda was still alive. Though he stayed in a cottage in Tirunamalai, no one knew where he was. Like most of the old devotees, I too thought that he had passed away. I had spent 7 years in the ashram when suddenly one day my friend Dorab Framji asked me, "Do you know Sadhu Natanananda is alive?" I jumped with joy because I loved his book, Spiritual Instruction, also known as Upadesha Manjari. I paid him a visit. He was an austere man with nothing in his room except for a few loincloths. He blessed me and asked, "What are you doing? Are you practicing self-inquiry?" I replied, "I am not capable of doing self-inquiry. I only chant Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva." His face was red with rage. I was taken aback because this was my very first meeting with him and I was accustomed to people indulging me whenever they met me, not Natanananda. He was a stern and serious man. He raged, "What a fool you are. What do you think you have come to Bhagavan for? For what function has he chosen you? It is only to make you like him. Read this 40 verses on reality, Uladinarpadi, practice self-inquiry, be the truth. That is why you have been chosen." Sri Ganesan concluded, I was stunned in disbelief. Sadhu Natanananda's heart was ever at the feet of Sri Bhagavan. By his Guru's grace, he obtained that which is alone worth attaining. A short video of Sadhu Natanananda speaking to French devotees in 1969 can be seen on YouTube.